Now, we're moving really fast here, and I want to talk, though, about, I'm a firm believer that when you do parties, you need to get bookings at your parties. So these next ideas I'm going to give you are going to be soliciting bookings at your parties. First thing you can do is offer your hostess a special gift for having two pre-show bookings. Make sure you hostess coach her when she books her party, if you, whatever you decide you want to give the hostess for having two bookings before you get there. Make sure you hostess coach her when she books her party, and then hostess coach her again when you call her on the phone. Make sure you're telling her, you know, and asking her questions. You know, did you get any pre-show bookings yet? Don't forget, with two pre-show bookings, you're going to get this gift blank, whatever blank gift, absolutely free. So you're continually talking to her. Now, why do you want to do this? She knows her guests. She knows the people that like to have parties. So you're continually asking her, who are the people that are on your list that like to have parties? And make her help you, your partners for the evenings, so have her help you get your bookings. This one question has saved me over the years from just having people say, well, I don't do parties, by this one question that you can ask at the very beginning of your party. And what I would do is, after I did my introduction, I would ask the simple question, how many of you have ever had any type of home party before? Raise your hand. Now, whenever you say raise your hand, you are going to do the same thing. You're going to raise your hand because you want them to follow suit. When you ask that simple question, you have just found out all the people who are party queens, or the people who like to have parties. They're not going to use that excuse, oh, I don't do parties. When you started that, you started your presentation and asked that simple little question. The other thing that you need to do is, if you have given your hostess any special gifts, or if your company has special gifts that she's going to get just for booking a party, make sure you lavish them on her right then and there in front of her guests. You pile these things on her list or on her lap and say, "Here, Carol, here's your special bonus gift. Thanks so much for picking a date on my open date card." I always gave people gifts for picking a date on my open date card, and it was something that was valued that I paid maybe $2.50 to $5 for, but it was a special gift, and so when I gave it to her, I'd make sure that I gave it to her in front of all her guests. So make sure that any special gifts that she's got coming that night just for being the hostess and inviting you or picking your special date, you give her in front of her guests. Also, especially when you have really good parties, make sure when you close that hostess's party, and maybe she's got $300 worth of product coming for $100, you can say, "Guest, you know what? Susie had a great party tonight, and she just earned $300 worth of product for $100. So if any of you would like to be, you know, take advantage of the same offering, I still have a couple of my bonus dates left." That could be just something you throw out at the end of the party for the people that are still sitting around there after the hostess has made her selection. You can never overemphasize your company hostess program. You have to explain your company hostess program in detail several times during the party. The first time you're going to do it is when you're opening presentation. You're going to talk about the hostess program, what she can get for being a hostess. I always did it based on a $500 party. If your company hostess awards starts at a minimum level of $150, don't talk about that. Talk about the $400 or $500 parties, or give yourself a stretch. If your average is $300, then talk about the $500. If your average is $500, talk about the $700 party. But give them a stretch, because you want to increase your averages, and you do this when you plant seeds for them to have a higher party. Continually plant booking seeds during your presentation by saying things like this: our hostesses earn an average of $300 worth of product for only $100. Wouldn't it be great to save money by becoming a hostess yourself? And then you're shaking your head yes to the group, and you're nodding, and people are nodding with you. You're creating a win-win situation. Make sure at your party that you're making bookings about them, not you. Here's one of the examples. If a lot of companies have special items that are exclusive for your hostesses. So you could say something like this: this is one of the company specials, and when you host a party, you will be able to earn this item for free. Wouldn't it be great to earn this item for free? So again, you're asking questions that are going to produce a yes response. At the very end of your presentation, I want you to ask this question. It kind of goes back to the very first question where I asked how many of you have ever had any type of party. When you're done with your presentation, you've showed them the items, you've had a lot of fun at your parties, you say, how many of you have seen several items that you like? Find out what's their response. Is there a lot of stuff that they like? Say, how many of you have seen several items that you like? Again, you raise your hand so that they're going to raise their hand. Then your response is, great. What I want you to do is purchase some of your favorite items tonight, and then I want you to book a party so that you can earn the rest. Now, here's what you're going to receive when you're a hostess. And you review the entire hostess program again right after you've completed the product demonstration, but before you close and let the guests start shopping. The reason for this is when you just talk about what the hostess is going to earn at the beginning of the presentation, what happens is probably the same that happens to everybody's party that happens to mine, and that is that some people will show up a little bit late. Once they show up late, what's going to happen is that they're not going to hear what the hostess is going to be able to earn. So what we want you to do is make sure that you are re-emphasizing the hostess program again right at the end of the demonstration. And then, again, people will say, well, if I get too many bookings, then nobody's going to buy. When you say this word, you know, purchase some of your favorite items tonight, book a party so you can earn the rest, you're planting the seeds for them to purchase as well as book.